Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Lois, and I'm honored to share with you today's reflection. Greetings, friends. The word Lent derives from a Middle English word, Lenten, meaning springtime. I kindle to that image as I consider that the purpose of Lent is to lead us into Christ's passion through a season of examination and growth that will renew our strength and our determination to love the Lord God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. We take up this practice every year, sometimes with a sense of duty or dread about the fasting, the almsgiving, or penance. But you know, I believe we are missing the point in this, our Catholic tradition. If we are not mindful of God's desire to renew us as springtime renews the earth, then Lent can seem like a burden. Lent is more than making resolutions or enduring a penance by taking up something we think will be extraordinarily difficult. If we consider that it was Jesus' zeal for us, his beloved, that led him into the temptation like our own, in order to reveal that he alone is our life-giving Savior, then we come closer to understanding Lent as a gift, not a burden. Jesus alone delivers us from evil. He is our source. Satan is the enemy of our soul, but Jesus is the conqueror, and he wants to be our Lord. The liturgy of the word during these 40 days of Lent offer us the armor, as it were, to journey with Jesus into this higher calling beyond enduring temptation to proving our desires for him alone. I learned a while back that when the term 40 days is used in Scripture, it is usually associated with a period of time that includes trouble and hardship for the purpose of proving someone. Jesus didn't need to be proved, but he needed to show us that we need to be proved. Proving in the sense that you proof yeast. I like that. Allowing time, and that's what is needed, for the enzymes to activate in its environment of water and flour. Well, we have an environment we live in, and it's rife with temptations and soul-killing waste. It's a concoction that is intended for death. St. John refers to it in one of his letters, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life. It pretty well covers everything, doesn't it? Then he goes on to say about that concoction, it is not of the Father, but it is of the world. The Lord wants to lead us out of the world and into his presence. Let's consider another purpose of the daily readings during Lent. When we read the word, we are reading Jesus Christ. We are reading God. We are hearing him say to us all we need for our salvation. His Spirit penetrates our hearts and minds with the sharp awareness of his presence and our own sin. If we choose this bread of life, this word of God, Jesus himself will raise in us new life. We enter into the temptation and penance of Lent with the daily liturgy of the Word and the liturgy of the Eucharist in Mass as our weapons and our sustenance for endurance and transformation. In consuming the Word in Mass, Jesus' spoken Word, Jesus' body, his real presence, his flesh and his blood, the Lord offers us food for his journey as we align ourselves with the truth that the Lord's strength is sufficient. He also offers us insight into the vices that keep us from this new life of believing that the Lord's strength is sufficient. I recognize this gift of armor and the awareness of our sin as I considered the theme of return in today's readings. The psalmist cries out to the Lord to remember his mercy. In every instance of God remembering, we see that it always includes an action. God never forgets his covenant or his people. He doesn't suffer from memory lapses about us. No, for God to remember means God has you. He has me on his mind, and he is ready to act as we allow him to. In the Lenten season, he is drawing us away from the world, up into a desert, for us to recollect his mercies as we suffer through our temptations. Then the prophet Joel's words are read today, just before the proclamation of the gospel. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, for I am gracious and merciful. That's all it is. That's what Lent is for. It has a happy ending. Then the gospel reading from St. Matthew teaches us how to return to him with a lesson on forgiveness that Jesus teaches his disciples. Do we need to be reminded of that today? I know I need to remember that a forgiving spirit guides me in returning to the Lord in order to be renewed and to be transformed into his likeness, to be able to say, as St. Paul said, in him I move and live and have my being. Lord, we ask that the season of Lent be a season where we allow you to penetrate our spirits through our fasting, almsgiving, and penance. May we allow you to prove us so that we would grow into the life you desire for us. Bring springtime to our hearts as we walk with you during this Lenten fast. Renew a right spirit within us. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.